Once upon a time, a mother and daughter lived together in a little cottage in a small village deep in the Black Forest. This little girl had once had a father, but he was a man of a rather tender-hearted nature. He was a woodcutter who had tried to save another little girl, this one in a red hood, from being eaten by a wolf, but it wasn't very successful. The wolf ate him first. Now, since the mother and child did not have a man in their lives to see that they were well looked after and well fed, they were consequently very poor, and they often went very hungry. The mother was fat and lazy and idle. All she ever wanted to do was sit around and listen to Tom Jones records all day and drink cherry brandy. How did she come by Tom Jones records in 13th century Prussia? How would I know? Go ask your mother. One day, when there was nothing in the house but a crumb of cheese that a mouse had chewed into almost insignificance, the mother called her daughter over. Now, the daughter was a good little girl, and she had been tending the hearth and sweeping the floor and trying to set the cottage to rights, as all good little girls like to do. But when she heard her mother's voice, she trotted obediently over.
"Clara," said the woman, "come and see here. I want to talk to you."
Now, this lady was trying to learn English, but as is obvious, her accent was absolutely atrocious.
"Yes, mother dear, what is it?" asked Clara.
"Then I want some food. All we ever have around here is pig's fill. I want you to go out into the forest and find me some berries."
"Well," said Clara, "I can try, mother, but it's almost winter time. I don't think I'll have much success."
"Then go anyway. I want to listen to It's Not Unusual one more time, and then after that, What's New Pussycat? So get going!"
And she shoved her mother-daughter out the door. The little girl went sadly off into the forest, knowing she wasn't going to have much luck finding fruit in the dead of winter. But the birds seemed happy, so she skipped along and tried to be happy, too. She looked high and she looked low, but not a single berry could she find. The only thing she saw were a few withered crab apples with wormholes in them. And she knew if she brought those back to her mother, she'd be in big trouble. But as she looked up from a tree, she saw a withered old woman standing next to her.
"Why the long face, my child?" inquired the woman. "You look like you was just told there was school on a Saturday."
"Well," said the little girl, Clara, "my mother asked me to go and look for some fruit or berries of some kind, and, well, since it's winter time, I'm afraid I can't find anything."
"Never you fear, young one," said the old woman. "I've got summat that I think'll help you out just nicely. I can't use it myself, but I'm sure you can."
And she handed the little girl a little pot.
"Now all you have to do is say this rhyme, and this pot'll cook good sweet porridge for you any time you say. All you have to do is say, 'Cook your porridge, little pot, cook your porridge sweet and hot.'"
And all of a sudden, the little pot began to hiss and whistle and bubble merrily as good sweet porridge came out of it. Well, the little girl was so happy. She said, "Thank you so much. I'll take this right home to my mother. I don't know how I can ever thank you."
"Well, all you have to do is remember the rhyme to stop it. Otherwise, you'll never stop the pot from cooking, and you'll have far too much porridge," said the woman. "You have to say, 'Stop, little pot. Your cooking is done. There's quite enough porridge for everyone.'"
"Oh, thank you so much," cried the little girl, and she took her porridge pot back home to her mother, who was absolutely thrilled, especially because she needed some new entertainment. Her phonograph had just broken on the 46th playing of Delilah. Well, they were very happy for some time, because whenever they needed food, all they had to say was, "Cook your porridge, little pot, cook your porridge sweet and hot," and it would do that for them, as long as they remembered to say the rhyme to stop it whenever they were full.
Well, one day Clara wanted to go and visit her friend Elfrida in the nearest village. So she asked her mother, and her mother said, "Well, only if you can get me a needle for this Dummkopf phonograph of mine." So the little girl agreed to try, and she skipped off to visit her friend Elfrida. Well, eventually the mother got hungry, and she wanted some porridge, so she said, "Cook your porridge, little pot. Cook your porridge sweet and hot." And of course the pot began to cook. It hissed and whistled and bubbled merrily, and good sweet hot porridge came from it. The mother ate her fill, but then, because she was so fat and lazy, she couldn't remember the rhyme to stop it. "Stop, pot!" she cried. Of course that didn't work. So she yelled, "Stop, you stupid Dummkopf!" And that had absolutely no effect whatsoever. The pot just kept hissing and bubbling and whistling merrily and cooking sweet, good porridge. Well, the mother got very angry and she yelled all kinds of nasty things here that I daren't say here, because they're not very family friendly. And the pot wouldn't stop cooking. And eventually, porridge began to roll out of it onto the table, and then onto the floor, and then out the door. It rolled over somebody's cow in the village, and then it rolled some more onto a pig, onto a horse. Onto a police car? What was that doing there? And it kept rolling and rolling and rolling everywhere. Finally, the village was so full of good, sweet, hot porridge that there was no room for anybody else, and they all ran away. Well, just before the last house could be covered in good, sweet porridge, Clara finally came home from her friend Elfrida's house. Luckily, Elfrida had had a spare needle for the phonograph, so she knew her mother wouldn't be too angry. Well, when she came into the village and saw the state of things, she knew what was happening at home, and immediately she rushed to her house and she cried, "Stop, little pot, your cooking is done. There's quite enough porridge for everyone." Well, of course, since she knew the rhyme, the pot immediately stopped cooking. But anybody that wanted to return to the village had to eat his way through good, sweet porridge. And you see, folks, that's why Quaker instant oatmeal was invented, because it was a lot easier, and it didn't overcook if you forgot the rhyme.